Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful moment. Thank you for your Holy Spirit among us. Dear Father, I thank you for the privilege of standing before your people in your house. What a privilege it is. Dear Father, we pray that your will be done and your kingdom will come among us in the name of Jesus Christ. Sweet Holy Spirit, brood over your people. Stir up our hearts and let your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I want to share on the subject raising kingdom kids.
Na me no ba beche ekwan a obefa so atete enkwala a omye ahinie mu enkwala.
Raising kingdom kids.
Titi a wode be ma enkwala omye ahinie nu mu enkwala.
And my presentation is going to be in two parts.
Na masem ni ebeche mu mienu.
Each part, I'm going to give you 3 points, or you must have 3 points for each of the two parts.
Na mienu ya miche mu ba kubiasi ubenya kasa popo miensa ewasi ntu di kamboma ewasi yensia.
I want to set some ground rules before we get going. First of all, I want us to understand that when we're talking about raising kingdom kids, we are not referring to raising your children to be like somebody else's child. Sometimes when we are talking about subjects like this, your mind can tend to think that, well, they want us all to be like maybe a white child, you know, so that we all raise up our children to become like white people. But white people are not your standard. That is not what we are getting our children to compete to become like.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody is your standard in this world.
Yes.
Because you are a unique person.
Amen.
With a unique destiny.
Amen.
And a unique way. Amen. God in His manifold wisdom wants to manifest you.
Hallelujah. And utini ameka ni se men ya wadwin se oh me mofre me ba betete omo moma se broni me mofre me ba betete omo ma tonuma sua de aye ne oma te se broni ba nemo ne wose wuhu ni se onyame ama wanfa wantutu obi aho onyame abosronko eye wonko ni woda ache wonko ni se ne onyame ahisha ma ni onyame abose bra na beye wasase so ye sronko enuti ye ma meka se mabofra na wose metete no na waye na ade se broni ba da bi.
So don't be under any pressure at all in this sense. I want you to know that you are well able to raise your child. That is why God gave you that
Amen.
Child.
The
other ground rule I want to establish is that by raising kingdom kids, I am not speaking about your biological child. Rather, I should say, I am not just speaking about your biological child, but I am also speaking about all children everywhere. They can be your nephew, they can be your niece, they can be adopted children. You don't have to have a biological child in order to raise a child. So I don't want you to think like, oh, but I am not married, I don't have a child. Or maybe I am married, I don't have a child. That is not what is necessary. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
As far as this presentation is concerned, we are talking about children everywhere, children.
Asema ye ken yanko kase o ebia me ma machima wo munkuto anase o media me nware nti we dia mfa me ho anase ma ware ne mom ye fu ne enya maye nti enka ho da bi ebia na wo wonkrofo otumi frɛ waja ana se obi otumi frɛ wɛ na wo wɔ fase wo nananom wo ma bi wo nua bi ne mba obi ɔte wo nkyɛn ne ma yɛ kasa fa nkwala nkwala ho so ɔte sɛ yo so ɔte sɛ ɔ yakɔla de a ne ho asɛm na yɛ ka
are we said
na yɛsi ni pi
Romans chapter 8 now
Roman fo nwoma ti ɔtwe
and then verse 19
tichɛ mu dun krom
the spirit Okay, I'll wait for you. Romans 8, verse 19.
Roman 4, Roman 10, or 3. Chichemu dunkron.
For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits, underline eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
Na ewiasia wonyamia boy ayedi e chense wonyame no krofo a wabo wom no obeda wom adi
for the creation was subjected to futility not willingly but because of him who subjected it in hope
na ewiasene ne moye mu no mayira
the creation was subjected to futility
na ewiasene wi oboy ne di ni shade biase
Not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope.
And yet, sir, nipemu nemom ni awa born on a denishesa enidasunum.
Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption.
Na ewia sina ya born on osu yebe yini efi proyemu.
Into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Na yebe yini dinaba en monyama eye nyame emanumu.
For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with bed pangs together until now.
Na yenim se abodie ne dia yemhyehye egusware e prepare.
Generally speaking,
yekan
the time that we are living in is a time of suffering.
Eye emra atete no yawom
and corruption
and proye
and bondage
any inseso
But these are the times for the birthing of kingdom children. What God is looking for is kingdom children. So we must think about raising our children in line with the kind of people God wants to manifest in our day.
Enu ti ye nkwala ntiti ye mu no, e wo se ye tete wo mu se de be ye on be ye se de wo nyame pese enkwala ne ye fa.
Otherwise we may not have the help of God the way that we should have.
Enti sa de wo nyame mu ana ye wo se ye nyane de tete ye ma ne ye nya.
Because God is not trying to raise up scientists.
Na o nyame nya de a wo pese wo be ma ye nya obi o ye science nyansem hwehwe die.
He is not trying to raise up rich children.
He's
not trying to raise up prophets and apostles. And doctors and lawyers. God is trying to raise up sons of the kingdom. So your children must fit into that mode that God is trying to churn out into the kind of people God wants around. They are kingdom children. The reason why we need to focus this way is because we must look at the suffering around. The Bible says that creation is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Creation have been subjected to futility, to corruption, to weakness, and all that, you know. And there are earthquakes even and you know what has happened in Pakistan, my country, you know. Yeah, I mean, there are troubles all over the world.
Na wobana anasa bofra no nyame ese yentete no maya hene mu ba no. E wo se sa ohawi muara ena nentete ne ba. Esan se wo kenka wonyame asem Roman fo ngumate wotwe na wo se ewiase no onyame abo no aye proye aye fi enye ewiase a Chasenti wiasi nankasa esan proye ni finiti waya krado se wotwe wonyame ma no e mo ma basa proye ni finma be ye ni ye.
So the solution to the kind of troubles, socioeconomic, physical troubles all around us, is not God.
Enu ti eyanu a ebeba wo sa ohaw ni atiti ni efini proye e kwosu wo ye wiasim no enye onyame.
The Bible did not say that creation is waiting for God's interventions.
Na Bible na nka se abode ne etwen se wonyame nka sa bebem.
The Bible says that creation is waiting for a certain breed of children.
O se ewiase no etwen se wo behu krofukuo sunku bi.
Because they are the solution to this end time groanings and darkness and weakness and corruption and wickedness of mankind. The solution is not God. The solution is the sons of God. He's not talking about Jesus. He's talking about the children of God, the sons of God.
And not in your name, Sam Nepache, and say, onyame ewiase a waboyi a efini proye ne edredie ne bone asemumei enya dia wotwese onyankopon bebem no abeye niye onyame asema yete ase se ono onyame ne mana onyo onyame abone nye Kristo na mom ne onyame na meso woye se mofra na omye ahinie mu mofram no ono na omba na sa ei hawe omabeso anu.
So instead of looking up to God, we must begin to do something. We must begin to raise up people who are going to fit the profile of kingdom children who God is going to raise up in this day to be the solution to the problems in the world.
And what is say, oh, how we moya maya niswa chiro nyame no. Muma ya mumi ya nshe ya hon. Na ya titi ya mofra na sa omube ya hinye ma. Omuama ye yanu edi ama ye wiasia epri.
Why do we not have to look up to God now? Understand me when I say that. It is because God or Jesus has done all that he has to do about this world. Jesus has paid for the repair of the world in advance.
Na Yesu say ye wiase obesiesie no atua ho kadedao.
It is left for us to implement, go and make cash the payment and say that Jesus has paid for this and we should just go and claim it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why the world is looking up to the sons of God to be manifest.
Na nye kakosi ni se Yesu wako wiasi bank eno wako tuya hauni njina huka bola yenshi wetuya kewye efini praya korupsi wetuya hukewye nemom akase ya beko bank wanya kwa kwa yisikano na yadi abase bola ni njina ya kambo miyashinu ya yeni bibifufro anasu se oh praya ni se ni na Yesu wetuya hukewye ya kwa yisikani yadi babe siyesie ama yeye.
And you and I, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to raise up the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is also waiting for us. It's not just creation waiting eagerly, expecting something, but Jesus is also waiting.
Na se enye wiase nkuto na etwen se onyame ne bema ne baba ema wiase ayeye na Yesu so twen.
Because Jesus, by his death, has made us kings and priests in this world.
Na Yesu woni womu no, waya ya ahemfo ani asofo wo wiase mu.
And in the kingdom of God, the timing of repair work is not in the hands of God. In the kingdom system that Jesus introduced, the timing of repair work is in the hands of us, of his children. That is why Jesus said, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Because I've done all that I have to do about the situation. And according as you believe in what I have done, and you make a claim on it, it will be done unto you.
Hallelujah. And what you said, when you come to say, we are see, and answer, he knew no more. And she said, yes, you are the kind of two. Now, what she said, yeah, you bet to an amount in this year, Naba. And not in a walk, I say, and yes, you are human. I was so, yeah, no more. Why, yeah, you know, I can say, yeah, ye betu na mo bi ni atumi asiesie ntu na se na mu gidie so no se dia wu gidie te no ni awopa no ebebe mu ama ho.
Look at John chapter 5.
Johannes Empatino.
And then verse 27.
Chichemadio nunsum.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Verse 26 says that, for as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son to have life in Himself.
Oh,
Jesus. Thank God for kingdom children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because just as the Father has got life in Himself, He has imparted His life into His kingdom children also.
Na said the agano wo enkwa wo ni mu no ne mofra ye ahenia mofra no so odi sankwa no ama wo mu bi.
Verse 27 and has given him, that's Jesus, authority
na wa ma yesu to me
to execute judgment also
so wadi atemu so beba
because He is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this. Now Jesus is saying very strange things to us today. Because He is saying that God has given unto Him authority. Authority in the Greek, it is ability. God has given Him ability to execute. The word execute just means that he should carry something out practically.
Now, what can kind of seminar ni okan ni se onyankopon ama yesu to me se obetumi aye bibi ankasa.
He is supposed to carry out practically the judgments of God.
Now, wa mane to me se onyame atemuo no onfamra.
And the Bible says that the reason why He has got the authority or the ability to carry out in practical terms the judgments of God or the decrees of God, in the Greek it is the laws of God. The reason why He has been given our authority is because He is the Son of Man. In other words, it is because He is a human being. He didn't say it's because He is the Son of God. He says that we have the ability in ourselves, just as the Father God has got ability. He has made us in His image with His ability inside of us, so that we will rise up with this ability and we will execute the laws and the decrees of God, because we are human beings and we have the authority to do that on this earth.
Hallelujah. What can kanya wasi wanyami enkwa owo no sara su no de ama ne ma na wose Kristo su wonyame ema ne tumi se won tumi fanye bibi esan se oye nipa ba na wanka se oye onyame benti no ma ne tumi no na esan se oye nipa ti se mini wunti ena onyame ma ne tumi se na temu e wo soro no onu Kristo no enye wasasi so enu ti wo ene me ye yo nipa ma ene to onyame ama ye sa tumi no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I'm going to give you the 3 points about kingdom kids.
Na me babe mao kasapo ahoro miensa a efa enkwala o mi ahinie mofra ho.
Because you are able to raise up kingdom kids in this age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 1.
Yedikan.
Kingdom kids are the undeclared generation of Jesus. Isaiah 53:8. The Bible says of Jesus, that who shall declare His generation?
who shall declare people who are going to come and who have his genes inside of them.
Now one and obey to me akasa afa yesu na si enu ma omu woni suni bihwasem.
Isaiah was prophesying in Isaiah chapter 53 about the kind of glory and the awesomeness that is going to accompany the dying of Jesus and its aftermath.
Nana Isaiah okasafa yesu ni wo eni ni ebeba ne chire hu.
So he began by saying that who has believed our report and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed.
And it was as I was saying, why na wabeji sa asemiedi na when onyami abasa su wayi ne didi atire no.
The problem of Isaiah was that the kind of glory that was going to come with the coming of the Lord Jesus and with his death on the cross is going to be so awesome. Hallelujah. And unbelievable.
Hallelujah.
Virtually unbelievable. Hallelujah. That he began the prophecy by saying, who has believed it?
Na Isaiah kase adia ebesi wo yesu ne na wo eni ni wo echi no en monyame ebeba no eso ebi maada eye nwanwa eni ti obedi kan ase nkom no bi sa se why na ebeji sa semiedi.
That is why in the book of John chapter 5 26 and 27 that you just read, Jesus, after talking about the power to execute the laws of God on this earth, he said, do not marvel at this.
And not in a wiki can Yohani asempana. Emra yesu waka tumia wenya media manu se weni paba. Se wadi wenya miate mwabebe wiasino. Adia waka ye kwetsi yeni se. Sa sama meka chremwi mame nyamu mwangwa.
So Isaiah 53 verse 8 says that who shall declare his posterity or his age?
Na Isaiah eti edionu miansa wasi wana ebetumi akasa afa ninyini huo anasadia yabana.
Do you know why Isaiah said, ask that question, who shall declare his generation? Because the generation of Jesus are going to be so awesome. They are going to be so glorious.
Hallelujah.
They are going to be so powerful.
Hallelujah.
They are going to be so awesome that it will take boldness to declare people like him.
Amen. Amen. Na Isaiah, na ojune wa wanti asie, esan se, wanuma wamu beba, ena miyesu munu, tu minyan mwanyam ni ahwadi omu benyano, anu ya shine ya mwangwane yehu, se pose ube tumi atina, na wachire chem na wati asie.
I want to prophesy to you,
na mebese me shon kome ne,
that you and I are going to declare. You see, the word declare is not just saying it with your mouth. To declare also means to let it manifest. Isaiah is asking, who will manifest people with the genes of Jesus, the type of Jesus, cut in the mold of the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
On this earth, who will raise them up? Who will declare them? Who will utter them? Who will bring them about? Because they are the solution to the kind of futility that the world and the earth have been subjected unto. The Bible says that God allowed the earth to see the kind of labor and bedpans and troubles and weakness and corruption in hope that a generation will come cut in the mold of Jesus who are going to fix the problems of the earth.
Now Isaiah should be now what should to me and what in and monyama ebeda emafra omo beba a omo wo yesu di subia Isaiah dwe hu din anu anti ase e ene ti no obisa se ei en monyam se ye ebedi krofo a omo be na me yesu wu echi beba no wen na ebetumi ada wo mu adi wen na ebetumi aka ne a omo be ye na chre esa se ne a omo be ye eye hu na ye nwanwa ye wo kin kan ba bio a wo si roma fo ngoma no si ewiase na hu proye ewiase na hu ne tan ewiase na hu sum na mom odia ho pepe e chen se onyame ma ne beda wo mu hodi esa so omo no nyankopon ma wo mutumi se sa se ye ne proye do omo beba no ma be ye ni ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I declare to you that you will manifest and raise up kingdom kids.
Amen. I receive it.
Hallelujah. These kingdom children are going to overcome the religious spirit, and they are going to cause the earth to know the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. In an overwhelming manner. Hallelujah. As the waters cover the sea. The Bible says that the earth is to see the glory of the Lord in an overwhelming way, as the waters cover the sea. Not the glory of a man, but the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
There are some things, they are the glory of men. Men can do it. But we are talking about issues that these children, kingdom kids, are going to be raised up to be able to fix. And they will declare the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In an overwhelming manner.
Hallelujah.
As the waters cover the sea.
Hallelujah. Na some of freya eya hene mo frey onyamia se mayeti asese omo be ye nyoma eya nwanwa want to me fen monyam no emanipa na monyam e benam ne omo be ye no en monyam no e be ye radedia na monyam no be ti se epo a atona tashi wasase en monyam ne ye dru.
Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 13 to 14. Write
Habakkuk
that down.
Habakkuk timienu.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 13 to 14.
Habakkuk timienu tichemu.
Let's go to that scripture.
Yako Habakkuk.
Habakkuk is just before the book of Zephaniah. Go to Matthew. And gradually open leftwards. You go to Zechariah and all that. You soon come to Habakkuk.
What did I say? I said, if you bet you, and I said, I'll call Pamda Dan, be a beaker. Habakkuk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that, behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts. It is not of the Lord of hosts. Habakkuk 2:13 now.
Habakkuk timienu chichemu dumiensa.
Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts.
Wasi she enfi wonyame obadie no.
That the people labor to feed the fire.
Se beye nipa beye adwuma na womde apre.
And nations worry themselves in vain.
Na amanama ba ha wom hokwa.
God is saying that the kind of suffering that we see around, it is not of him.
Now I say, how near titi ya yehui, if you know nyame.
The kind of vanity that you work and you do not receive so much returns for on your work and on your investment. And some people want to even bomb your investment and things like that. The Bible says it is not of the Lord of hosts. Sometimes you see earthquakes and you see tornadoes and hurricanes and you say God is perishing. No, the Bible says that it is not of the Lord of hosts that the earth is groaning and laboring and wants to bring forth to something new. The Bible says that it is not of the Lord of hosts that people will worry themselves in vain, that there will be suffering on this earth. It is not of the Lord of hosts. That is why he is raising up kingdom kids to go and fix this problem.
Yeah.
Because they are going to cause the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To fill the earth.
Hallelujah.
As the waters cover the sea.
Hallelujah.
And you and I are going to raise up children who are going to fix the unfixable problems of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What's here on your radio? And no matter say what's up, and your radio, and no to me mobi ni trimu ya dance mko to bomb. I say obi fi ana say obi adwuma bi oyɛ ana say emfi awade say ya ti wan ya say hurricane ensu ye kasiɛ be aba na ekum nipa bebre ya tia ya say onyame tumi na ye adwuma ntisa o say ntisa nemom ewiase no matete ya ede sa nyoma nyina eba no onyame siesie ne ma se be ya sa ohaw ni atete ya ye won baba be soa no. Nen sano no mo be so na edwen mo nyam kese ebe bro no erade na mo nyam ede be ba no etse epo.
When these kingdom kids fix the problems on this earth.
Na san kwala ya eya hene kwala ese omo di yanu eba se wiase mu hawia.
They will prepare the way for the second coming of the King of Kings.
Omo be siesie kwan ya tusu mienu a ohene mu hinu no ebe nam so beba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You came from here.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.